This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about a pastor lending some faith to The Voice, and fans can't wait to see him in concert. That story right after this short message.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are on You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are on You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvelle.com. That's Bob, S-A-W-V-E-L-L-E.com, /our-eyes-r-on-you.
As our culture is getting used to a post-COVID new normal, one thing that people have been wondering is, will concerts and live music be able to return? For the winner of season 18 of The Voice, Todd Tillman says that he's ready to go live in concert starting in July. The singing Pentecostal pastor announced through a Facebook Live that he will be having a concert series, albeit limited engagement, every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday during the month of July at the Theater of the Stars in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. He says that he'll be singing a lot of his favorite songs, some songs from when he was on The Voice, as well as some other favorites, and then songs that are important to him, and songs that move, and songs that are just fun. He said that the shows will include more than just music. The 42-year-old pastor and father of eight from Meridian, Mississippi, became the oldest winner of the popular reality competition series. Even though The Voice's season was affected by the COVID-19 outbreak, the show still went on, and the contestants, judges, and bands found creative ways to finish out the competition through live remote shows for the playoffs, semifinals, and finale. Todd says that he feels blessed and gives thanks to the people who are producing this show. He said, "I like to have fun. I like to sing songs I love. I'm a man of faith. I like to share my faith. I like to talk about my testimony and the things that God has done in my life and how good He is. And I'm going to be afforded all those things." Tillman is encouraging fans to chill out regarding their COVID-19 related questions by assuring fans not to worry and that we have plans in place and we have ideas to keep fans safe. He says that the venue will take care of adherence to both state and local guidelines for requirements related to the coronavirus. Tillman also responded to many questions about a future music release, promising, "One way or another, an album will come. At least an EP will come very soon as we can possibly get it done." Even though when Todd Tillman covered Mercy Me's song, I Can Only Imagine, singing in his empty sanctuary for the season finale, now that he's the winner of The Voice, he won't be needing to sing in empty rooms for much longer. For more great content from Charisma Media, go to charismamediaaudio.com and check out the Charisma Media Audio app. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.